are Locked On Brewers, your daily Milwaukee Brewers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hey, and welcome back to Locked On Brewers, brought to you by the Locked On Podcast Network, where we talk about your favorite teams every day. I am your host, Jake Mastriani, and you can follow me on Twitter at shortstopball. Check out my bio there to see everywhere I am covering the great game of baseball. Also, make sure you follow the podcast on Twitter at Locked On Brewers and subscribe to the Locked On Brewers podcast wherever you get your podcast. And I want to thank you for making Locked On Brewers your first listen each and every day. We post episodes daily, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, and we are free and available on all platforms. And start off the podcast today, just want to say happy Thanksgiving. Hope that you all had a great and wonderful Thanksgiving. We're going to be talking about doing some Black Friday shopping, Brewers style, Major League Baseball free agent style. That's mainly what we're going to be going over on today's podcast. But again, hope you all had a great Thanksgiving. I know I did as well, and I know Vinny did as well. And talking yesterday about all the cooking that he was going to be doing, the preparations he was going to be making. So know he's having a great time over there, getting ready to go do some hunting on Friday morning, getting up early there. So going to be doing a solo edition here, probably a little bit of a quick one. I'm pretty wiped out from a long Thanksgiving, as I'm sure you are as well. But wanted to get on here and do some Black Friday shopping. Hopefully that's what you're all doing. You're listening this morning as you're heading out to the stores, or you're sitting in line waiting to buy that big item that you've been waiting to purchase, getting ready for Christmas now as we turn to the next holiday. But did have a great Thanksgiving again. Hope you all did as well. Thanksgiving is one of my favorite holidays. Has nothing to do with football. We actually didn't even watch a bit of football. It was such a wonderful day outside here where I live in Birmingham, Alabama. Just a beautiful day outside, playing a little bit of football, playing some baseball as well, and eating some fantastic food. Had my turkey, had my mac and cheese, got the stuffing, I got the gravy all over everything. I got the rolls, got the pies, got all the good foods of Thanksgiving. I love Thanksgiving, being around family, eating a lot of great food. You know, it's one of those times where, you know, you eat lunch at 12:30 and you're really done for the day. You don't have to eat again. I did not eat a single thing after we had lunch. It was, you know, you're always so stuffed. And you know, just great time, everybody lounging around, talking, getting to see family, haven't got to see for a while. You know, with all the COVID stuff, haven't been able to do a lot of big family gatherings. So certainly was great. Grateful for that, and glad we were able to get together with family and enjoy Thanksgiving together. So again, hopefully you all had a great Thanksgiving as well, whether with family or friends or wherever you were. I hope that you all had a blessed Thanksgiving. So when we come back, we're going to talk about some Black Friday deals for the Milwaukee Brewers, taking a dip into the free agent pool and seeing maybe where the Brewers can find some other good deals on the market right now. They already found one, did some early Black Friday shopping when they signed Pedro Severino for their backup catcher spot for less than $2 million. I would definitely consider that a Black Friday special. Somebody, you know, wasn't really looking yet, but somebody, like I talked about when they signed him, who I think could be a diamond in the rough, not paying a lot of money for, but is still young, has some potential. Me and Benny talked about the fact that sometimes it takes catchers a little bit longer to figure it out at the major league level, especially on the offensive side of things. So they did some early Christmas shopping, early Black Friday shopping, picking up Pedro Severino. But that's the type of deals we're going to be looking at here. You know, guys that aren't going to cost a lot in terms of years and dollars, that I think, you know, could turn out to be really big savings and turn out to be really good deals for the Brewers. So that's the type of deals we're going to be looking at on today's podcast as we do some Black Friday shopping. Speaking of Black Friday, it's the most wonderful time of the year. Built is going all out to make this Black Friday weekend the most delicious Black Friday that ever was in the history of Black Fridays. They have new limited time flavors, new types of bars, and a wonderland of a deal. You want high-end deliciousness at a discount? all through Black Friday weekend. Get at least 20% off anything and everything at Built.com. You're right, that's 20% off when you use our promo code LOCKED20, LOCKED20. New flavor, a couple of new flavors. They have Ruby Chocolate Puffs, Lemon Dipped Cheesecake Puffs, and Built Crave Bar. So a couple of new flavors there. A Built Black Friday weekend isn't complete without the word free. Buy any box of Built Bars through Sunday and get two of their brand new candy bars, the Built Crave Bar, for free. Built has finally done it with this Crave Bar. They come up with a candy bar that is a great alternative to the bar that claims to satisfy. It's caramel-flavored chocolate loaded with peanuts, giving it that nutty, chocolatey, oh-so-good sweet candy bar taste. Crave has only 160 calories with 17 grams of protein. Show me a candy bar that comes even close to that. No need to fight angry crowds. No camping out for hours. Your best Black Friday deals are at Built.com. Tis the season to save and to give your taste buds the gift of Built Bar. Again, 20% off Built Bars and two free Crave Bars at Built.com. Plus, you can get 60% off Built Broth and Built Boost and 40% off Built Swag. Just enter LOCKED20 at Built.com. All right, so let's get into a couple of Black Friday deals for the Milwaukee Brewers. Actually had a fan reach out to us about this first one here that I'm going to talk about, and that is Clint Frazier. He's somebody I've had my eye on for a while now. Things haven't necessarily worked out for him with the Yankees. That, you know, is pretty obvious. That's why they cut him and let him go. But I still got to think there's some upside there if you can get him on a cheap deal, and I would imagine that you would. He's still just 27 years old. Again, like I said, a former first round pick. In parts of five big league seasons, he slashed .239, .327, .434 with a .761 OPS. So, I mean, not the worst numbers in the world. Again, just turned 27. He had really good seasons, albeit in short sample size, in 2019, 2020. In 2019, in 69 games and 225 at-bats, the most playing time he's had in a single season, he slashed .267, .317, .49 with an .806 OPS and 12 home runs. So, I mean, certainly not bad there. And then in 2020, obviously the shortened season, played 39 games, slashed .267, .394. So that on-base took a big jump, slugging .511 and had a .905 OPS with 8 home runs. So it really looked like things were starting to turn around for him in 19 and 20, starting to progress there. And then 2021 was just a bad season. He hit .186, .633 OPS, and really just battled with injuries, wasn't really able to stay on the field, and really just was a wasted season for him. But again, if you look at his 2019 and 2020, it seemed like he was on an upward trajectory there. So I wouldn't mind taking a shot at him. I don't know if I'd pencil him in and make the move as him being your everyday, you know, right fielder to replace Avisel Garcia. But I certainly wouldn't mind bringing him in to camp and giving him a shot to win that job and seeing if he can prove to be the player that many people thought he could be. I think that could be, you know, a big win for the Brewers or whoever ends up signing Clint Frazier, if he's able to unlock that ability. Again, that many scouts saw in him, the reason for him to be a first-round pick, a fifth overall pick in 2013 out of high school. So that would be one of my biggest Black Friday deals. If they could sign Clint Frazier, I think that would be, you know, a deal that could really pay off and not cost a lot of money. The next one on my list is Alex Cobb, and he is 34, and, you know, he might cost a little bit. I think MLB Trade Rumors has him projected at 2 years, $18 million. So not a ton there, but for a team like the Brewers, pay $9 million to a guy who's most likely going to be your third or fourth starter. Might not exactly be a Black Friday bargain, but if you look at his analytics for his 2021 season, and it tells a different story than maybe the overall numbers do. And now he did battle with injuries as well, some of that being a blister because he started throwing his split finger pitch a lot more, but that pitch is been really good for him. He had a 3.76 ERA, so still, you know, really solid numbers, middle of the road or middle of the rotation, you know, type numbers there. But he was tops in the league in barrel percentage and chase rate, which means, you know, not a lot of hitters barreling him up and a lot of batters chasing pitches out of the zone. So, I mean, that's the type of stuff you want. Alex Cobb's always kind of been, you know, a fringy middle of the rotation, top of the rotation type guy. So again, I don't exactly know how much he would cost. I know the Giants are already showing a lot of interest in him, which to me, with what the Giants did with pitching in 2021, if they're interested in him, then I definitely would want the Brewers to be, because they seem to have something going on with pitching over there in San Francisco. And I'm sure they're looking at the metrics as well and seeing that what Alex Cobb has been doing the last year or so, especially with that split finger, is really indicative that he is better pitcher than maybe his base stat line is telling you. So I think he could be a very good bargain deal as well. Those would probably be my top two right there, Clint Frazier and Alex Cobb. And again, I know these aren't the most sexiest names out there, but we are Black Friday bargain shopping right now. We're not looking at the top, you know, 30, 40 guys, free agents out there right now. We're looking at players that could be had on the cheap that could really be a bargain and turn out to be really good signings. All right, we come back, we're going to look at a couple of more Black Friday bargains. But before we do that, let me tell you about Bet Online. Thanksgiving just wrapped up, and we're getting into the holiday season, which you know what that means, football. And nothing goes better with football than turkey and betting. BetOnline has you covered all holiday season with more props, odds, and lines than ever before. BetOnline remains your number one spot for all the sports action this holiday season. Head to their new updated desktop or mobile website to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus when you use our promo code LOCKEDON. And it's not just football. BetOnline has pro and college hoops, NHL, boxing, UFC, even your favorite Vegas casino games. Don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. BetOnline, we're stuffed with deals this Thanksgiving holiday. All right, looking at a couple of more Black Friday deals here. These are just, you know, I think Frazier and Cobb are probably my top two, but I like a lot of these as well. First one in particular is Eddie Rosario. I really love Eddie Rosario. A lot of you know I covered the Braves for the postseason as well, and Eddie Rosario was just meant for the spotlight. I mean, he turned it on in the postseason, and he's still just 30 years old. You know, it seems like he's been around a long time with the Twins. You'd think he'd probably is older than that, but 2021 was his age 29 season. He just turned 30 in September, so still has some prime years left in him, and he has had some good seasons in his career. Now, 2021 was not one of those, although he struggled with injury early, and when he got traded to the Braves, he had a 903 OPS, you know, small sample size in just 33 games, and then tore it up in the postseason as well, winning NLCS MVP. But you go back to 2020, had a 792 OPS, 2019, 800 OPS, year before that, 803, year before that, 836. So, I mean, he has consistently been around an 800 OPS player for 4 or 5 years now, with 27 homers, 24 homers, 32 home runs. That's from 17 to 19. Then only played 57 games, or hit 13 in 2020, obviously in the shortened season. So a left-handed bat with good pop and, you know, an 800 OPS type player that I think you could get for 2 years and around $15 million. I think that's what MLB Trade Rumors has him projected as. You know, if you can get that for Eddie Rosario, to me, that is a fantastic deal. You know, I've talked about the fact that I think the Brewers need some more left-handed bats, especially left-handed power bats in the middle of the order. I think Rosario can certainly provide that. His defense is a little bit sketchy, but so was Avisel's. So I like Eddie Rosario as a, you know, a bargain option here to fill out the outfield. Another kind of bargain get for the outfield that I wouldn't mind seeing is Andrew McCutchen. I just like Andrew McCutchen. I think he's a good clubhouse guy. I think he's could add another veteran presence, somebody that knows how to get on base, and somebody that I think will be pretty cheap. So he's somebody I wouldn't mind signing, certainly not at the top of the list, but when you're looking at some of the bargain shopping pickups here. I think McCutchen certainly fits that. He just turned 35, so he's up there in age. You know, 13 big league seasons now. 2021, he had a 778 OPS with 27 home runs in 144 games. So again, some really big pop there, some very big power from the right-handed side. So, I mean, I like McCutchen. Again, I think this would be more of kind of a clubhouse fit, another leader in the clubhouse. And again, a guy that can get on base. He has a career on base percentage of 373. Now, it hasn't been that the past couple of years, just 324 and 334. But again, somebody that can get on base, a veteran presence, somebody that has some power, another 20, 25 home run bat. So I like McCutchen. Another outfielder that kind of fits the mold here is Joc Pederson. I really wouldn't mind them at all getting Joc Pederson. He's really, you know, a lefty platoon bat, but another just great clubhouse leader, somebody that's going to bring a lot of energy to the team, and somebody that is a playoff giant. I mean, has tons of experience in the postseason coming up with the Dodgers and then the Braves this past postseason. And I think you could get him relatively cheap, maybe a 1-year deal at, you know, $8 to $10 million, or a 2-year deal at around $14 million, something like that. But I like Joc Pederson. I think he'd be a great fit on that team. Again, give you another left-handed power bat, you know, either in the starting lineup or off the bench. So I wouldn't mind Joc Pederson either. And then I like, well, we'll just finish out the outfield real quick, then I'll give you a bullpen option here. But I like Tommy Pham as well. I know he's kind of struggled lately. Most of that's been injury related, but Tommy Pham, you know, has been a very good player in the past. And again, things just haven't gone great for him the last couple of years in San Diego. This past year, he slashed .229, .340. 383 with a 724 OPS and 15 home runs in 155 games. So not great, but you go back to 2019 before he moved out to San Diego, he had an 818 OPS. He had an 830 OPS, 931 OPS, 764 and 824 in his five seasons before getting traded to San Diego. I don't know what happened out there in San Diego. Maybe he is on a decline. You know, he'll turn 34 in March, so getting up there in years a little bit, but does have some speed as well. Stole 14 bases this past year. But I've always liked Tommy Pham. Again, this would be somebody, if you get him on a 1-year deal at like $5-6 million with maybe some incentives in there in case he does turn things around. But wouldn't mind Tommy Pham as another outfield option here. And then the last one, I'll give you a bullpen. Bullpen option here is Joe Kelly. I've always liked Joe Kelly. I think he has really good stuff coming out of the bullpen. Has some fire, plays with some fire as well. But I like Joe Kelly. I think he could be a solid bullpen option. I mean, had a 2.86 ERA this past season with the Dodgers in 48 appearances, had 50 strikeouts in 44 innings. So, I mean, really good stuff out there with the Dodgers, a 0.977 whip. So I don't know how cheap he'll actually be, but I think he could be a very good target for the Brewers to help out in the bullpen. All right, so that does it for my Black Friday bargain deals. I hope you have a successful Black Friday and a good Thanksgiving weekend as we get geared up for even more of the holidays and a potential lockout for Major League Baseball coming up. Unfortunately, looking at December 2nd lockout coming. But we'll have plenty of news to catch up on this coming week with them moving up that non-tender deadline. Should have a lot of roster moves going on. We'll finish our positional review. I think we still have to go through the outfield, starting pitching, in the bullpen as well. So we'll be covering all of that in the upcoming week. As always, if you have any questions that you would like to hear answered on the podcast, you can hit us up on Twitter as well. Always thankful for the questions that you send in and glad to answer those on the podcast. But I appreciate you listening to this Black Friday special edition episode of Locked On Brewers. Make sure to follow us on Twitter at Locked On Brewers. Follow me at Shortstop Ball and Vinny at Vinny Rotino. Also, make sure you rate, review, and subscribe to the Locked On Brewers podcast wherever you get your podcast. And we will talk to you next time. We'll be right back.
You are Locked On Brewers, your daily Milwaukee Brewers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.